you for calling 101. We're connecting you to Police Scotland. If you require an alternative force, press hash. Please say the name of the police force you'd like to be connected to.
Grampian.
So that's Grampian Police. Answering only yes or no, is that right?
Yes.
Please hold for the police force covering that area.
Thank you for holding. Your call will be answered in turn by the next available advisor.
Good afternoon, Neil speaking. Can I help you?
Sorry, did you give your name again, please?
This is Neil speaking.
Oh, Neil, I thought you said you'll be... That's the person I'm looking to talk to. Or it might be one of them. Look, this, sorry, it's not actually your office. It's actually Inverurie Police Station.
Perfect. Yeah, what's the name of the person you're hoping to contact?
Well, I've had a few names that's dealing with this, but Yule was a different man.
That's okay.
Julie, I think it's a Detective Constable Julie Todd.
All right, okay, let's see if we can find her for you now. Hold on.
But feeling that one name I remember is someone who's an inspector or above was a Sim, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
It could be a different, it could be where you are just now, but I'm actually looking for Inverurie Police Station.
Yeah, no bother. Now, are you sure it was Julie Todd?
I'll do a quick check.
Yeah.
On a second.
Yeah.
Let me see, where would that be? Let me see now. The old...
Yeah, and who am I speaking to in the meantime? What's your name?
Andrew Buchan.
Brilliant, yeah. You're phoning from Edinburgh, Mr. Buchan, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see, where would that be now?
No bother.
That would be round about the middle...
Are you quite sure about the surname, yeah?
I'm sure it's Todd.
That helps me a wee bit then. Hold on, let me have a wee look.
It's Julie or Todd.
Yeah.
I've got a name, Yule, as well, but that might be a separate matter.
No.
It would be in relation to the same thing.
No bother. Let me see if I can get the person that I think you're trying to get here now. Just bear with me now. Hold on, I'll see if we can pop you through, yeah?
Yeah.
Please. Yeah, it's Detective Sergeant McDougall, I believe.
hang on a second. I've just found the name. It's Alison Todd.
Yeah, and I've been in contact with her, but she tells me that the person with the full knowledge of the inquiry is this detective sergeant. So I'm going to get him to give me a phone, Andrew.
Just before you do that, anything else?
Yeah.
Can you explain to me what is the nature of Mr. McDougall's involvement in this?
Well, I don't know the fools in and outs myself, Andrew, I have to say.
It's kind of strange, that, because Mr. Yeah. McDougall seemed to have washed his hands of everything, and I received an email to that extent. That explains things to that extent.
Okay.
So can you maybe put me through to Elgin now, please?
Yeah, let's see if we can get you in touch with him now. Hold on a second.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm just about to go out now.
Okay.
So he can leave a message. But
yeah.
The thing is, he's going to expect me to call him multiple times until I do get a hold of him.
Okay.
Now that he has been mentioned yet again.
Okay.
The thing is, I've got audio recordings of Mr. McDougall washing his hands of my case, and also emails to that effect. And I've also got a Detective Inspector Kevin Walker, who let me have a look. Kevin Walker emailed me.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, Andrew, what's your home address in Edinburgh?
It's Harris Smith Place.
Brilliant, brilliant. Because I'll let the Detective Sergeant know that you've been in touch.
Just a second, please. Let me see. Is this primary here? I've got primary. Right, I just replied to this. I got this email 4 hours ago. As per your message, have you managed to speak to your solicitor regarding criminal injuries compensation file? If so, could I go through to view the file to see if there are any notes at the solicitor's office. I believe that you were in contact with the Police Scotland Service Centre over the weekend, which I was.
Okay.
And he feels it was due to inquiries concerning his investigation,
okay,
which it was not. The inquiry was about as to whether Paul Morrell is still working and resident at Cobblehaw Children's Home.
Andrew, I'm really sorry to interrupt. Just the things are busy here, so I'm going to have to go on, you know.
Can I just say one thing? This is a very serious matter.
Yeah,
now,
understand.
Mr. Morrell, I've not received any information concerning Mr. Morrell. Now, the Family Protection Unit have advised me that they have no ongoing inquiry in relation to your case. Now, this is an email from Kevin Walker.
Okay, Andrew.
Now, I'll let Sergeant McDougall know that you phoned. Yes, but Mr. McDougall was the last officer who was supposed to be investigating my case, and he is withdrawn from the case quite a long time ago, near the beginning of the year.
No,
because I called him a chuffer.
I'll let him know that you called, Andrew, but I'll need to push on in the meantime.
I'll let you push on so long as you understand this.
Understood.
Though I do forget sometimes.
Yep.
I record everything,
okay,
and I have over... Well, I estimate around 1,500 original recordings, okay?
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Bye-bye.